Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Wednesday, January 29th. And if I asked you a question, I'm wondering if you could answer it correctly. What is the oldest continuous business in the city of Columbia? It was established in 1820 and it's still in operation today. I'll give you a second to think about it. You give up?
We can tell you. Yeah,
there's no prize for it.
Yeah.
We got Cindy Mustard and Sabra Meyer with us. Good to have you here. And that business we're talking about is
the Columbia Cemetery.
The Columbia Cemetery. Yeah, and that's what we're going to talk about today.
Right.
There's a lot of interesting facts and figures.
The whole history of Columbia is right there in those 35 acres.
Is that what it is, 35 acres?
35 acres now.
Columbia Cemetery was established in 1820 by the city of Columbia.
By the land speculators and the people that were founding Columbia at that time. And they set aside 6 plats of ground on a hillside, on a hill, to be for the Columbia Cemetery. And it has been there ever since.
Now, did the city of Columbia run it originally?
Yes. You want to tell them that, Sabra? I love this.
Okay.
They did. And it began in 1820, as Cindy said, with these 6 plots of land on high ground. Columbia Cemetery, by the way, is enclosed by Broadway, Garth, Stewart Road, and Providence.
Okay.
And after a number of years, some 15 or 20 years, the cemetery fell into a state of disrepair. And the newspaper chided the city for their lack of care. Cows were running over the graves. The fences were down. So a group of citizens went to the legislature in Jefferson City and asked that someone be appointed to take care of the cemetery. So that's when the business was established, February 23rd of 1863, I believe.
53.
Okay. So past February, it was 160 years old.
Okay. When the group of citizens started taking care of it.
20 years prior to that.
The city was doing it.
It was.
Okay.
They couldn't handle it.
Okay. Was there politics in there?
We don't know.
Could have been.
All right, so what has transpired over all these years?
Well, I think over those years you have seen more land brought. They didn't have that much land to start with, bits and pieces. What really is, I think, the most interesting thing about the cemetery is all the pioneers of Columbia are basically buried there. When you go into the cemetery, and of course all the streets in there are named, and you'll recognize the names like Vandiver and Rollins and Banks and Switzler, and, you know, they're all
so
there.
So the who's who of Columbia are buried at Columbia Cemetery.
Right.
And so people are dying to get in there, aren't they?
Oh, they're dying to get in there, yeah. But, you know, in the olden days, if you had to go in there this time of year, you couldn't have gotten buried because you couldn't get into the ground. But we still have, that was put up in the 1880s, what they call is a cold storage vault. And they would stop.
Because they didn't have machinery
to dig. They couldn't get through the frozen. So they'd stack the bodies into this whole cold storage vault, and we still have that on the premise.
But you don't use it anymore, right?
Not for that. But
back then, when the ground was frozen, the bodies were just stored in this cold storage
vault. In coffins.
In coffins, right.
But they stacked them up like bunk beds.
They had names on them, right? So they knew who they were.
Right.
And then when the ground would thaw out that they could dig, they would go ahead and do the burials. Right. Would the family be notified when they were going to do the burials?
Well, you were charged how long you were there till you could get in the ground.
It was a dollar a day or a dollar a week. I didn't know that.
If you already had a plot. If you didn't have a plot yet, it was $2 a week.
Well, that's not your fault that you couldn't be buried.
But that's how it was.
All right. What else are some of the interesting stories?
What do you think? I think the Farley Mausoleum is really neat.
The Farley
Mausoleum, which was built in 1911 He was a stonemason from Ireland, and he and 11 members of his family are buried there, and the building is still beautiful. Mm-hmm. Stone and has a little wrought iron entrance to it, so it's in perfect shape. He must have been a good stonemason to construct this building.
You said there were some ghost stories?
Yeah, well, especially like around that cold storage vault where all those bodies were stored. Do our haunted tour on the trolley, we go there.
You do?
Yeah.
So where is the cold storage vault?
It is, I can't tell you the exact
location. Go in the main entrance and go about 3 blocks and make a left turn.
Can you go into that? Can you go into that building now?
We can if you call us.
Okay. Oh, for your
trolley
tour.
Our haunted tour.
Okay.
But I think it's just even looking at the number of people that you'll recognize that are buried there, like Mr. Stevens of Stevens College, Rollins, Mr. Vandiver, who did us, show me, you got to show me I'm from Missouri. Blind Boone is buried there. Jane Froman is buried there. I like her story. When she came back to Columbia after having this fabulous career.
Jane Froman, yeah.
As an entertainer, she came back and she married Roland Smith. His first wife had died. But now at their gravesite, there is Anne, the first wife. There's Roland in the middle. And Jane's on the other side.
Yeah, so. Jane Froman, she when she moved back to Missouri, she lived in Arrow Rock for a while.
Oh, okay.
You remember that?
I didn't.
Many, many years ago, Jane Froman and I did the Jerry Lewis Labor Day telethon together. She did it for for 1 year with me. And what a delightful lady.
Yes, what a delightful lady she was.
She had a neck brace, if you remember. But when she went on the air, she took the neck brace off. And she did an outstanding job. And she was just as sweet as can be.
She was.
But if people want more information about the Columbia
Cemetery, they could go to our website, which is just columbiacemetery.org.
Yeah.
Because it is a not-for-profit. And we do have lots of land. 12,000 people have been buried there. But, with more and more cremations, we have a lot more land, a lot more space available because it's just there. People don't use as much space. But we have a lot of room. And like I told you earlier, I got 12 spaces in
my
house.
She's trying to talk me in there. I don't need anything for a while.
But that would be really fun. But,
really fun. Yeah. Thank you, Cindy.
But it's like we've got the Qatar brothers here. One fought for the South, one for the North. After the Civil War, neither of them spoke to each other, but they're buried side by side.
Yeah. Well, actually, it'd be just really neat to go take a little tour of the Columbia Cemetery. Okay.
And we can do that anytime.
All right.
See the whole history of Columbia.
Well, I thank both of you for coming by. This has been one of the most unusual segments we've had.
Well, that's good. I want to keep coming for something or other.
You're welcome to come back, all right? Our good friend Cindy Mustard and Saber Meyer, pleasure having both of you here today.
You.
Tomorrow, Vera Massey will be with us, University Extension. Our program, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Casey Morrell. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. Something you'd like to hear or see, let me know. Drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu.